and the lady said that they had squatters there and people staying there and whatever, and it's been abandoned for a while. So what do you do, since you actually mentioned the squatters, so what do you do when you have squatters? How do you get them out, or, you know, how does it work?
So what we've done, I won't talk to them. Well, unless one time I did by accident. I didn't know they were there. These squatters were actually taking care of the property, though. Like, I couldn't tell the house was supposed to be vacant and abandoned, and they'd gone in and painted it, and the lawn was manicured. But for the others, and this particular couple, too, but just approach them as, hey, you know, we're buying the house. I know, you know, we go overboard. We're pretty nice to them, try and incentivize them to cooperate and get out fast. But hey, you know, obviously you can't live here while we're rehabbing the property. There's going to be a lot of work going on. It'll be dangerous. You know, do you need help move? Don't even ask about moving. It's like, hey, do you have a place to go? Do you need help? You know, and Will came up with this, you know, you probably qualify for our moving assistance program. All it is, we'll pay for your move. It makes it sound like this process. And
right.
You know, we'll see if we can qualify you for our MAP, the moving assistance program, blah, blah, blah. Do you need help with deposits? Whatever it is. And within reason, like, we'll spend a few $100 to get them out of there. Maybe the best deal that we've done together, we were offering them, I forgot how much, but I think we offered them, like, each, there's two of them. I think we offered them each $1,000 a piece to get out faster. But this was, I mean, it was a freaking grand slam deal, and we're like, we need you out. You know, we don't want to mess around. Get out. Pretty nice to them, but like, get out. So
right.
If the owner wants to sell, and that's a good negotiation point too to bring up. Like, hey, they may not realize they have squatters in the house. It's like, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. We'll take care of that. You know, if we have to do the eviction process, we'll take care of the attorneys. Chances are you won't have to, but you're showing that you're willing to go through that headache and potentially pay those fees and things like that. So that'll scare, like, people find out they have squatters. It's just more stress.